Please be advised, this show does contain explicit content.
Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Young children should not listen to this show, so you have been warned.
To you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your always dreaming couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 22nd, 2017.
And this is episode 219. What's going on, everybody? This
hey
is Jay.
Y'all.
And this is my lovely wife, Renee.
Hello.
It has been 4 weeks, and this is the Valentine Cast. So thank you so much for joining us.
It is.
I hope that you're watching this live. I'm saying this one more time as those that may be on Facebook Live. Go check us out over here at twitch.tv/ValentineCast. You'll get the full effect. If you're watching this live, you'll be able to see Renee. You'll be able to chat with everyone else in the Valentavern. And you'll get, again, you'll be able to see Renee. I mean, come on now. You get to see Renee. So,
I mean, I'm not looking that great today. So.
Oh, you're looking beautiful, baby.
Okay, you're biased.
You're looking really beautiful. Yep. All right, so I was going to holler at the people. What's up, Mr. O'Coin? Come on over to twitch.tv/ValentineCast and watch us there. I'm about to stop the video on Facebook Live, but I hope to see you over there. Your missus knows where it's at because she's watched this before. So we'll talk to you guys and on Facebook Live. Cheers, and hopefully we'll see you over there. All right, let me stop this here. All right, so who do we have with us in the Valentavern?
Valentavern today, we have Muhogan and Zabi. Sup, peeps? We also have JK Grandma and Spiral Shape. I can't remember anybody's username. I know I've seen you before. I should know Spiral Shape. You know Spiral Shape.
Do I know Spiral Shape?
You told me who Spiral Shape is before.
Spiral Shapes.
I know this person, but I don't.
You put me on the spot.
Sorry.
I don't. It's been so long since we started
up. Spiral Shape, you tell us who you are, putting you on the spot. So, what are you drinking on?
So tonight, I am drinking on Party Center's private pick or barrel pick of 1792. Oh, it's Dolcador. That's Dolcador Spiral Shape.
I told you. You told me this before.
You're right. I wonder if I can put a note here.
Put a note that
I think
changes
I can.
Her name from Spiral
No,
Shape
I think
to.
I can put a note here.
Put
so
a note
I,
where?
I think I can S ignore. Maybe I'm thinking about something else. I don't know. I thought I could make a note. But yeah, so this is 1792. Clark loves 1792. And what I'm going to tell Clark is, this is barrel proof, Clark. What that means is, this is 129.5 proof. Yes, sir.
Crazy.
I was going to call you to see if you want me to get you a bottle, but you can let me know if you can get you a bottle. See, up here in Kentucky, where bourbon is living long and strong, you know, you get your 1792 down in good old Tennessee. That's just, you know, just a regular old small batch. But up here, we get 1792 single barrel. We get 1792 barrel proof. And then there's rumors that there's going to be a 1792 bottled in bonds. So that's a 6-year bourbon. Well, that's 100 proof. That's right, baby. Fall asleep on me. Because I can talk about this all damn night. You know, I got started early with Jared. So
yeah, I know.
And so I'm a little buzzed already.
Yeah, you get a little.
But yeah,
a little happy.
So what's going on, everybody in the Valentavern? What are you drinking on today? And what are you up to? So I actually kept that running longer than I meant to, which is fine. Which is absolutely fine.
I expect things like this.
Yeah. So, babe. So last week,
we're just gonna riff it.
We're gonna jump right into it. So last week, if you did not get here early, well, not last week, 2 weeks ago, when I was late canceling the show, and I kind of talked to everyone, that was here in the Valen Tavern. So basically, what has been going on with us is that, you know, a while back, we had all asked you all to positive vibes, prayers, or whatever is your thing, to be praying for Renee's mom, because, you know, she told us she had cancer going on. It was stage three. She was going through all the treatments and everything, you know, chemo, radiation, and that whole ordeal. And then, you know, she had been in remission. It is called remission, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So she was in remissions for about 6 months. And then recently, like the past couple of months, she had been back to the doctor, and the cancer has come back, and it is more aggressive than before, or it's just as aggressive. But they have upgraded to her to stage 4 cancer. From what I understand, stage 4 is that at that point it's uncurable or incurable. Chemo at that point is to control it, and also for quality of life. And then there could be a point where the chemo could stop working, and then you have to, it's kind of like an antibiotic at that point, so you have to do either higher doses of chemo or chemo plus all kinds of trials or different treatments. So that came back. We had been kind of, as a family, you know, surrounding her and supporting her and supporting dad and supporting each other and just trying to wrap our minds around it. I don't know if I'm still in denial.
I'm not in denial. I'm just...
Are you in the it is what it is phase?
Kinda. I mean, I feel sad every now and then, but it's... I don't feel sad like everybody else feels sad. My sadness is different from everybody else's.
I mean,
sadness,
you can't gauge your sadness off of someone else. You know, I think you deal with it in your own way, which we all do. And, but yeah, I mean, it's just kind of surreal. I think that's the word I'm looking for. I think it's surreal. It's kind of like, you know, we were supposed to be past this day. We were supposed to be, you know, she foregoed, you know, the one surgery because life was getting back normal. And when we felt like life was getting back normal, then life was like, nah, F you guys. And Karis was like, look, I'm back, bitches. And it's kind of like, you know what? I hate you. I hate you, cancer, so bad.
Cancer is terrible, and I hope in the future people won't have to suffer and lose people from it. I hope that cancer will be, you know, just as curable as other things. So,
yeah.
Yep. Fun times. Be cool if they had a vaccine against it. Yeah. You get it at birth, you get it once and you're done.
Yeah. So we had to throw that out real quick at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of let you all know what's going on and everything. So that's kind of what's been going on. So what's going on, Zabi? What's going on, Muhogan, JK, Dokador, and everyone? Thanks for being here. Really appreciate you guys joining us and everything. So thanks for your support and everything. All right, so since the last show, we had Derby show up. But yeah, so Derby.
So I want to know about your Derby, because my Derby was regular old times, but your Derby was interesting.
Yeah, it was. It was actually pretty good. I Ubered Hold on for one second. I need to talk to this person real quick.
You need to talk to this person? All right. So, Derby. I spent my Derby watching Netflix shows. And while Jay's talking to that.
Okay. All right. So.
All right. So.
So yeah, so I Ubered starting Thursday night. I took off Friday from my main job to try to benefit from that, and it did well. I met a lot of great people. I met the master, or is it master? Oh, yeah, she's
master
still,
distiller.
She's the
no.
Hold on, she is like the spokeswoman. Let me get her actual name. She's like the. She's got some cool tattoos also, man. So, her name is Jackie Z... Jackie Brown Foreman. Jackie Zykan, I think that's her name. Old Forrester. Okay. Jackie Marie Zykan, that's right. It's Jackie Marie.
Jackie Marie.
Yep, Jackie Marie Zykan is her name, and she's really cool, and she is the master bourbon specialist at Old Forester.
Okay, master bourbon specialist. Okay.
Yes, she's the master bourbon specialist, and she I met her. I took her to Derby. She Ubered, and I took her to Derby, and for my tip, she gave me a bottle of 1920 Old Forester, which is one of the bourbons that I've been wanting to try out, and it's absolutely delicious. If you get a chance to try out the 1920 Old Forester, definitely give it a try. It's 120 proof. Don't let the proof fool you.
I love that you got that as a tip, though. That's
what's
awesome.
That? Yeah, I mean it's like a yeah. I mean it's a. I was happy with it. I was not unhappy at all.
Have you been truly unhappy with the bourbon before?
Aside from the $70 bourbon that I got bent over barrel. Bourbon's in the barrel. I got bent over barrel with that I didn't know. I'm not unhappy with it, but I hate that I spent $70 on it. It was a lesson learned, and it's okay.
Yeah, I think it's something that comes with experience, too.
It does. That was my tater moment, as people like to say.
What? Tater?
Tater is like noob. So,
tater is a noob? Is that a new term?
No, actually, old? It's an old term. But yeah, so yeah. Do you want me to check on our little heathens, or do
I'm
you want
to
check
see how long they're gonna go?
Okay, you want to see how long they go?
Sure.
Okay. All right. We can see how long they go. You know, before somebody dies, then we won't have to pay for two people.
Oh, wait. No, I'll go check.
Yeah.
You talk about Uber.
Yeah, so I Ubered Friday from Thursday night, Friday, and then I fell into Saturday. I was able to pull in some people had requested some rides. They had asked for some private rides, so I did some private rides, which was what most of Saturday was filled with, where people just, you know, friends of mine that wanted some rides. So I did those rides for them so they wouldn't have to worry about the craziness of Derby, you know, and I was able to be able to help them out and everything. It was a busy weekend. Always Dreaming was the horse that won. You know, some people were happy, some people were sad, you know, Renee, did you watch the Derby?
No.
So you did not watch the Derby?
I can't remember the last time I watched
the Derby. The last time you watched the Derby was last year.
There you go. Did I watch it last year?
We were over at Mom and Dad's.
Oh, okay. I just happened to be there.
Yeah, we were there. I mean, you watched it, so I know you watched it.
I don't know. It's 2 weeks of, we're the best city in the whole world.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I feel like everyone.
You know? Okay.
It's a little exhausting. It's like, no, we're not. I mean, it's cool and all, but for 2 weeks, everybody loves us. No one thinks of us ever again. But I did like hearing you talk about when people come into Louisville, they're surprised that Louisville is like it is.
Yeah, so a lot of people are surprised that Louisville is the way it is. I mean, it's not like the biggest bestest city in the world. Yes, I said biggest and bestest. And but what I'm saying is that a lot of people are shocked when people think Kentucky. They're thinking Hazard, Kentucky, or you know Podunk, you know, everybody riding in the back of the trucks and everything else, which isn't the case. It's not like that here at all. And the thing that people tend to do is see some of the diversity. I mean, like I said, we're not the most diverse city in America, but we do have some diversity, and mostly everyone here is friendly enough.
Mostly, yeah.
Friendly enough.
I think we have a lot of hipsters, though.
Oh yeah, we do.
For our city.
Yeah. So people were shocked. They were like, that they would definitely come back and everything else. So
that's awesome.
Oh, actually, Moo Hogan is correct. Last year was not the last time you watched the Derby race, because they were here and we went to go see Civil War. Marvel Civil War with Iron Man and Captain America. That is correct.
Was that Derby?
That was Derby weekend. So it was the year before that. So it had been 2 years
since
you watched it. So Moo Hogan to the rescue.
Boom.
Because now that I think about it, I was like, man, if Moo Hogan and them came up, we could go watch Guardians of the Galaxy again. You know, another Marvel movie being released on, you know, Derby Day.
Never gonna freaking see it at this point.
Cost of cancer, man.
The cost of cancer. That sounds like a book title.
The cost of cancer.
It does.
So yeah, I mean, we probably need to get with Kim or someone and see if we can.
Yeah.
And there's a couple people on next door that are looking to babysit as well.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah. Well,
are you willing to try somebody out?
Yeah, I mean, we got to do what we got to do. I mean, if we want to keep our relationship fresh, I mean, this is what saves marriages, babe. You know?
Date night save marriages?
Date night. Or even, I'm talking about taking Friday off, and your hair appointment is 11:45.
Right.
If I take Friday off, and if we catch an early enough movie.
It has to be pretty early, though.
It does have to be early. Or it can be after. But, you know. We don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah, I don't know when I'll be getting out. Yes, you heard me. I have a hair appointment. This is my mom wanted to treat me to getting my hair done.
Because she said your hair looked a wreck mess.
That's what I feel like she's saying.
You should have said that. You said, what's wrong with my hair, mom?
What you trying to say about my hair? But now it does need to be trimmed. I have not cut my hair. Let's see, I was probably 21, close to 20 years, get close, about 15 years I haven't cut my hair. And the last time I cut it was when I cut all the relaxer out of it and went natural. So it's long overdue for a trim, let me tell you. So it's cool. I think at least a couple inches gonna get chopped off. But is that all you gotta say about Derby? I mean, an Uber? You Ubered the heck out of yourself.
I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Well, you can go check on your children, make sure they're
Yeah, so themselves. Keep talking then.
Yeah. So while he was Ubering, I had a lot of me time, which I kind of live. So not that I don't like spending time with him, of course, but, you know, I'm looking like a hippie. Oh, God. You probably heard that. Screaming. I watched a lot of Netflix. I finished up Dexter. That was a long watch. 8 seasons. I can see why people didn't like the finale. I kind of took it for what it was, Dexter. There were some seasons I was just like, really? Some were throwaway seasons, but I really think that they probably dragged the season on too long. Like, it didn't need to be that long. Not the season, the series. But it wasn't bad. I liked it. But I think I'm the only one that thinks this, but I feel like Dexter was always chapped around his mouth. Like, his lips And around his mouth always looked super dry, if that makes sense. But I don't think anybody else noticed that. So finished up Dexter, finally. Finished up the season 2 of Sense8. Love Sense8. Great. They got even better this time. I mean, Sense8 is amazing. But I do crack up because one of the characters, he's a character in some African country. I don't know which one. But they've changed him out 3 times. They're on their 3rd person. And I was like, who is this? And then I had to look up and saw that they changed him. And I am on season 2 of Star Trek Enterprise with Scott Bakula, Mr. Oh boy, Quantum Leap dude. So that is okay. It's not bad. It takes place 100 years before TOS, but the technology that they have in Enterprise looks better than it did in TOS, obviously, because it was made, you know, so many years after it. So it's a little, you know, backwards probably a bit, but I do like little touches, because the people on Enterprise, they're like afraid to go in the transporter because it's new and they hardly ever transport people. They always go to the surface of the planet in like a shuttle pod or whatever. So do you know how in the newer Star Treks they can make all the food they want out of the what do they call it? Oh god. The food, the thing that makes the food. Whatchamacallit? Tea hot and it comes out.
You gotta ask JK what makes
I forget what it was.
Say computer.
Tea hot. Anyway, so they can only do a few things. They can't do everything there. So it was just funny little nods.
Replicator, babe.
Yeah. Replicator. Crap. Thank you. The replicator can only do like minimal things. There's no Federation yet. They hadn't even met a Klingon until Enterprise. They met their first Klingon. It was interesting. So now that I've seen Enterprise, I can rate, because the new Star Trek is coming
out. You can
out.
What?
I can wait.
Oh.
Rate.
Oh, okay.
I can rate. Number 1, hands down, DS9. Love. Then TNG after that. Then I'm going to go Voyager, then Enterprise, and then TOS at the bottom. And the new one's coming out, and the trailer came out for that, and some people were complaining because it was too flashy and it looked like more like a movie than a TV show. But I didn't mind it one bit. I don't know if you had a chance to watch it, but
which one to watch? What,
the new Star Trek, the Star Trek Discovery?
Nah. Coming out. Wait a minute, the one that's coming out.
Yeah,
when's it come out?
I don't know. They had a trailer. They had an official trailer for it.
I think I did see the trailer.
It's very flashy, very very J. Abrams kind of flashy. Okay. That's why some people are like it doesn't look like a TV show. I'm like, as long as the TV show is fine, I don't understand.
So,
oh, that's right.
We got to pay to see it.
That's right. I forgot they were doing that.
We have to pay to see it.
Yeah, I forgot. Well. I'm not paying to see it.
Oh well.
I see enough stuff. 2018. Yeah, I see enough stuff. I'm not gonna.
Oh well.
Maybe things will change with 2018.
We'll see.
I don't know. So, I'm on Enterprise. After this, I have a lot of season 2s to watch. Like, there's the Master of None new season that I want to see. So I'm enjoying my Netflix, but in addition to that, I've also started playing more video games. So I have played a ton of Horizon Zero Dawn. Played a ton.
Finally.
Haven't got far in the story because I keep hunting. I see a boar. I'm like, ooh, a boar. Ooh, a rabbit. A raccoon. There's a side quest. It's like a lesser, it's like Skyrim, but on a lesser deal. So, eventually I'll get done. But I'm having a lot of fun doing that. And I'm going to let Jay talk about whatever he's talking about. I'm going to go make sure my kids aren't killing themselves.
All right. And so, like Renee said, Zoe's not supposed to be back up, okay? Man, these kids, anybody want 2 little kids and everything? But anyway, So I've been Ubering, like I said. So I got to go visit my first strip club. I mean, I should wait for this while Renee while Renee's dealing with the girls, because she wants to chime in on this, I'm sure. So I've seen a lot of bachelor parties, a lot of bachelorette parties. They're always asking, you know, where can we go? Where can we go? Where can we go? And I finally took a passenger's tip, and I went to PT's show club or whatever it's called, where the strippers are, entertainment club, show club. What is PT's called? I don't even know what it's called. It's a strip club, or in Kentucky, it's what it's called, a strip club. Everyone else, I don't know what you want to call it, because it's not full nude. But went to the strip club and talked to the guys at the front door and say, yo, check this out. I always have people asking me where they should go for some entertainment. And I'm just like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You guys need to go to PT. So I said, I can tell them to go to Godfather's or Trixie's or Thoroughbred. I got all these places I can tell them to go, but I'm telling them to come to PT's. So I was like, I never been to a strip club. It's a show club, by the way.
Oh, they don't call it a strip club.
It's PT Show Club.
Oh. Fancy.
So I never been to a strip club. You know, you guys should let me in. You know, and they was like, sure.
Were you surprised they said sure?
I thought I was going to have to go a little bit more at it. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
But yeah, so I went in, and then this is my first time in. And then while I was there, I was just kind of sitting back. I wasn't going to buy anything or anything else. And then I got hooked up with a lap dance, because one of the bachelor parties were there. They paid for my lap dance. Tabitha gave me my first lap dance.
All right, Tabitha.
Tabitha, she wants to meet you. She says she wants to show you some tricks. But I don't know.
You know, that's her selling.
That's her selling. I know it's her selling.
That's her selling.
I know.
Bring her, because if you do, I'm make more money.
Yeah, right.
Tabitha, you can't fool me. Tabitha,
this is why I need to have Renee. See, Renee was going to take me to PT's, or where were you going to take me?
I don't know.
You just going to take me to
a strip
club? I
haven't been on the strip club scene in a long time.
Well, what was the last strip club you went to?
God, I went to the Hourglass.
Is that here in Louisville?
It was. I bet you it's not even around. This is like almost 20 years ago, babe.
20 years ago. Okay,
it's probably almost okay.
So was it down in Shop? Was it down by the? Was it down by
it
the
down
Churchill
down.
Downs?
I don't think so. Hourglass Strip Club, Louisville.
Are they still around?
I don't know. I think that this is. They have something called a www.stripclublist.com. I don't even know if that's working, because it's taking forever to come up.
Where was it? Do you remember where it was located?
Hourglass Lounge. That is funny. Yeah, it's in Old Louisville.
Oh, really?
Behind St. Joseph Hospital. All new developed area. Very clean, safe, indoor parking.
Indoor parking?
Okay, this is not. No, wait. This isn't it. This can't be it. No, this is not it. Nope, this... Maybe it's changed a ton, because this is not what it used to look like. Oh, wait. No, that's somebody's profile picture. Okay. Yeah, let me make sure. Let me see. So anyway, I definitely want to go to the strip club. I think it's interesting, and it's something new, and we'll see. I'm not sure if I, you know... I'm cool with the female body and all, but I don't think I want to be touched up by some stranger. If that makes sense. Like, I love to watch.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if I want to be, like, motorboated kind of thing. If that makes sense.
Yeah, they're going to grab your head. They typically do it with me.
Like, do they even ask? They just do it?
No, they come up on you.
Because
like,
they just assume
like,
you want it, right?
And they come up and they grab your head and they be like...
Well, that's sexual harassment. It's like, I'm going to take your head and
you gonna
rub it all in my breasts.
And you're going to get breasts all over your face. So I got my first dance.
Lap dance
by Tabitha.
I know, but you told me you laughed. Oh, it was the peekaboo. Did you?
No, that was with the other chick.
Oh, so you talking about the peekaboo?
But Tabitha was the one that went down and she found my penis.
Okay,
she was pretty. I mean, she was good about. I don't know. The other girl didn't do this, but Tabitha had no problem rubbing on my dick.
Yeah.
And stuff. I can say dick, right? Sure. I already said dick.
Well, you already said it, so yes.
She ain't had no problem rubbing on my dick.
Yeah.
You know, she run down, rub on my dick. She's like, oops, my face found your penis.
No, she didn't.
And then she go.
Why do they have this? Oh, I didn't mean to. What? Why do they have this? Do guys like that?
It's being naughty, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
It's just
I thought
weird.
It was funny. I was laughing, you know.
It's just a weird thing.
And like she was like, so she put her face, her mouth through my pants and was like, she did that, you know, to make it vibrate and stuff like that on my penis.
Yeah, I don't think the hourglass as I know it.
So that happened. So then I went back out, you know, watched a few folks dance and stuff like that. Then this other chick came up, was like, yo, give you a lap dance. Okay. And so we go back there. She's dancing. And Tabitha and this other chick, they're thicker. They're thick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not skinny. You know, they're not butter faces and all that other stuff.
Right.
I mean, they're cute and they're pretty. And they have shape. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and... Because one of them was like, you know, a lot of guys don't want me to dance with them because they think that I'm fat, you know?
Aw.
I know. And we were talking about this while she was dancing. This is the peekaboo chick.
Think it's where it's at. Oh, God.
So
I just can't even.
So she was sitting there dancing, you know, and like with Tabitha, I asked Tabitha, you know, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. Can I touch you? Can I not touch you? What's up? She's like, you can touch me, you know, if you get too handsy, we'll let you know and all this other stuff. And I said, okay,
cool. Love you because you are not afraid to ask. You're like,
hey,
straight up.
This is their job. Hey,
it is their job.
They're
professionals.
You're professionals. So. Who am I supposed to ask? You know, if I ask some other dude, they'd be like, you pay for it. You do whatever you want.
And then
I'm going to get thrown out.
Exactly.
And so they're like, yeah, you can touch me. If you get too handsy, we'll tell you to chill out. And if you keep being handsy, that's when it gets worse. You know what I'm saying?
It gets worse.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to rub on your booty. I'm going to slap your ass. I'm going to rub your leg and rub your back. And
there are some where you can't touch them at all. Like, that's the rule that you cannot touch the dancers kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, like with Tabitha, I touched a hoo-ha.
Ooh.
You know.
Did you just really call it a hoo-ha?
I mean, I can't say pussy.
You can say labia.
I touched her labia.
Her genitals.
I touched her female genitals. It's like
I'm assuming it'd be female genitals.
It's like male penis. Like male penis.
Yeah, it's like male
penis. But anyway, so I'm with the other girl. She dances. She gets up there. She's, you know, she's like kind of... I guess her genitals are in my face and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of looking at her legs, you know, because, you know, I'm a leg guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm rubbing the leg. I'm like, man, I can't wait till I get home because Renee going to get it.
This is Valentine Cast Blue tonight.
I said, Renee's going to get it when I get home. She's like, yeah, she going to get it. Uh-huh. Yep. Then she said, oh, peekaboo.
I'm going to let you tell you this peekaboo story because I can't stand it.
And I was like, why'd she say peekaboo? And I looked in front of me, and lo and behold, she had pushed her panties to the side, and she had her straight vagina all in my face. And it was like she had uncovered it for me. Like, this is supposed to be a treat, y'all. So I was like, man. I was like, well, hello. Okay. So yeah, so a lot of people were like, okay, so you saw a vagina in a strip club, what's so special about that? So in Louisville, in Kentucky they passed a law. I think this is the right law. If they're selling alcohol in the strip club, They can't be full nude. Which PT sells alcohol. So basically, they always have their panties on. And then on their nipples, they have to have pasties on their areolas. Now, they don't say what color pasties they have to be. So you have some ladies that put clear pasties on their areolas, and you see straight through it. You know, technically, they do have covers on their nipples. But then you have some that puts like X with, you know, tape and stuff like that. Like Tapta has pierced nipples because her tape came off, and I was like, I'll hold those for you, you know. So I got to hold her tape while she was still giving me a lap dance and everything else. So I was like, this is going to be so one of them had asked me, you know, are you like on lockdown? Why have you never been in the strip club? I was like, nah, I haven't been on lockdown. My wife has actually wanted to bring me to a strip club.
Yeah, I don't do lockdown.
I mean, because my thing is one, I'm cheap. I'm not
strip
going.
Strip clubs are expensive.
Strip clubs are expensive. A lap dance for three songs, I guess that's 15 minutes maybe. Not even 15 minutes. Maybe 10.
That's crazy.
Is $40.
She says what, three songs?
I think it's three. I don't know how long. I wasn't paying for it. So it's $40. To get back into the lap dance area, you have to pay $5 for a band, which I don't understand why you need this band. And then also,
is that so you can come back in the area if you leave?
Yeah, but you can't go back there by yourself. They take you back there.
Right.
They come up to you while you're chilling, be like, hey, honey, how you doing? And they sit on your lap and everything else. And they be like, you want to dance? You know?
Do you want to dance? It'd be funny if you say yeah, then you like start doing like old school 90s hip hop dance.
Right, right.
That would be great.
And then the cover charge is $10. So if you want to go get a lap dance, if you just want to go in, look, and get a lap dance, you out $55.
Just to look.
Well, unless you get motorboated, or you may get a little head through your...
You are going to have to label this explicit. I'm blaming this on the bourbon.
What? I can't say head?
Well, I guess you can.
You can't, or you get a little...
It's more crude language.
Faux pas. Or,
what's faux pas?
Fake head.
What? Is that...
You get a lot of rubbing.
Oh, faux.
Faux pas.
No, it's not a faux pas. Faux pas means something you do wrong. It's faux head. Is what you
yeah want. You get forehead. I mean,
that was like forehead. Okay, this all just went wrong.
I mean, you get okay. It's just like you being in high school and you just what's it called when like the teenagers are doing
clothes burning.
Yeah, you that's what you guys call. This goes back to the episode where we're talking with Teddy and them. We're talking
Teddy
about
Teddy knew what I was talking about.
This is when your clothes burn. This is when you're rubbing clothes on clothes, except the stripper may not have on clothes all the way.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, so...
That's pretty much
what you're getting. You're getting clothes burning for $55. Come on. $55.
Right.
Babe.
Right.
Babe. You can take somebody out to eat for $55 and get the real deal.
Like you can like go out to eat like it's yeah, that's true. You can get you can that's
just,
true.
You can just go on a legit date with somebody.
Well, somebody would have to.
I mean, if you're interested in anyone,
if you're interested in going on a real date,
right? If you go on a real date, and then you're both issues. consenting adults,
right?
Then you don't have to spend $55 to get some clothes burning.
That's a lot of money for clothes.
That is a lot of money. So I'm gonna take a poll
of what
in the Valen Tavern.
Uh-huh.
Do I need to label this explicit? If so,
I'm gonna say yes.
If so,
some people actually listen when their kids are around.
Okay.
And I mean, we didn't really say any curse words, but some people might consider a conversation about a strip club to not be a conversation they want to have with their kids just yet.
So maybe I need to insert in here warning This show may contain explicit sexual content.
No. Content that may not be suitable for younger listeners. That's what I would say. That way, the teenagers aren't like, ooh. You
know. And they'll listen anyway.
They'll listen anyway. Well, they probably listen anyway, too. But that's not the point.
All right. I'll do that at the beginning of the show. Okay. So I'll do that. I'll actually put that in because it was kind of, I guess it was kind of bad.
It wasn't bad. It was just.
Well, not bad, but it was bad if you're a parent that usually listens to the Valentine cast. Yeah. And it's not.
Like, whoa, this isn't my normal Valentine cast.
Yeah, I'm used to some wholesome old. I'm used to Jay dropping a fuck every now and then. So, since we're all explicit today, I might as well just go ahead and just drop a fuck.
Okay, we've talked way too long about strip clubs.
Okay, so what else has been going on, babe? Man, our DVR situation was
crucial. We were at 98 and 100% daily.
Yeah.
It was stressful, so we decided to get rid of...
it's because we saw that the DC Legends of Tomorrow is on Netflix.
That saved us.
So we're able to watch it on Netflix, so...
No,
JK, it's not PG-13 because I said fuck twice. Now it's three times, so it's rated R, so...
I love that that's what counts as rated R in the podcasting world. It's all it takes. That one beautiful F word...
What F word is that, babe?
Fuck. I never say that on the show.
Oh, really?
Hardly ever.
You are...
Every now and then I slip, but most of the time, it's you.
Most of the time. Yeah, it's usually me, so it's all good.
But we worked out the DVR stuff, and luckily, some of the shows that we're watching on our final season, Leftovers... almost over.
I'm a little sad
that it's almost over.
You know, last night's episode actually made me sad.
Oh, well, yeah, I can see
it. Made me sad a little
bit.
It was
a very emotional episode.
You know that music they play?
Which one?
It's the one that's through the whole show. That theme just kind of gets me every time.
Yeah, it has violins like kind of playing.
Yes.
I'm just talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see how it would get you. So that's on its final season, and I think I like shows that know when it's time to go.
Yeah.
They know when it's time.
You know, I started going back and watching Breaking Bad.
I think you did tell me that.
Yeah, so I started.
How do you find it on the rewatch?
It's still good, man.
It's still good.
And I'm still in love with his wife. Damn, what's her name? Oh, man.
Why can't I remember her name? I know who you're talking about, though. Oh, gosh. It's on the tip of our tongue.
I want to say it starts with a B. Skylar.
Skylar, yeah.
I am in love with Anna Gunn.
Yeah.
Which people are like, why are you in love with Anna Gunn? She's ugly. But
oh my god, she is not.
She's 5'10".
You said she's ugly?
I didn't say that.
You just said that.
No, I said some people say that she is ugly.
Oh, no, you just said she is ugly. That's
I don't
all you
think,
said. You didn't
no,
say
no. Okay. I said some people say that she is ugly.
That's not what she said.
Okay, well, some people think that she's ugly. I don't think she's ugly.
I don't either.
I think she's very, very beautiful, and she's 5'10".
And which means she probably has long legs.
Yes, it means she has long legs.
Which Jay is all in on that. That's all it takes.
I think the only thing that I wish that she had was fuller upper lips.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Beggars can't be choosers when
they can't be.
You know, when it comes to
don't kiss a gift horse, gifted horse in the mouth.
Don't kiss a gift horse. Did you say a gifted horse?
I said gifted horse.
A gifted horse.
Oh, you don't want to look at a gifted horse in the mouth.
No.
Not kiss it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't look. Why'd you say kiss? What, kiss?
I don't know.
Why would you kiss a horse?
Well,
somebody might. But
somebody likes horse porn, I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that like all kinds of... I hope you opened up an incognito window when you open that. Look, why is your face like that?
Just someone... It's like...
Did you Google it?
Yeah, but it's like links that I'm not going to click on because I don't want to see that.
But still, so now if you like type in an H on your search and you're at work, somebody's behind you.
Let's see.
It could pop up.
H. Nope.
It didn't? I thought it does. Well, maybe that was me assuming, and I always cover my tracks just in case.
Yeah, I probably should cover my tracks. But, I mean, I can look in my search history, and then it'll pop up.
See, and I'm always paranoid. I think I'll get, like, a virus from just searching for something.
I wonder if they heard that. I got to go back to 4516 to see if they heard that.
All right. But, okay. Strip clubs and horse porn. This is terrible.
Okay. All right. Did I talk about? Yeah, we did talk about me being on the city council.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot.
So here's the thing, man.
We aren't doing anything lately.
We're waiting for Governor Bevin to approve my appointment.
He has yet to approve your appointment.
Yes, I think he went on my Facebook.
No, he didn't.
And he saw.
No, who I come am, on.
And he's like.
No, he didn't.
He's like, I'm not going to let that dude in.
Yeah, I don't think that's what happened.
You know, I think that's what he's doing. I think that's why he's not letting it happen.
No, I don't think that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but okay. Really, we're actually waiting on Governor Bevin?
Yeah, waiting on Governor Bevin. They left him a message.
Stupid governor.
So, we got to have it. Hey,
so
don't.
The governor?
Huh?
The governor of the freaking state
has to approve my appointment. Yeah.
That is crazy to me.
Yeah, they sent the paperwork like a month ago, and
that's crazy.
So hopefully that'll happen, so I get sworn in. But we gotta have it by Thursday because we have two ordinances that we gotta go over. And they need a quorum, and I'm the quorum.
What's a quorum?
So over half of the, so if you have nine people, five.
So, so if you aren't there, then
they don't have a quorum. They can't vote on anything. So, yeah.
It's like you're like this magical person.
I am. I'm like the unicorn mother effers.
You are. That is crazy. All right.
But okay. All right, everyone. So,
I really don't think we have too much to talk about.
Well,
except I've
babe,
been
it's been,
I'm,
babe,
I'm not fat.
Just babe, it's been a month full of cancer, Ubering. And Derby.
That's and pretty just, much all our lives been.
And just business.
And taking care
but
of the kids.
The girls are starting preschool tomorrow.
They are starting preschool tomorrow.
You can talk about that.
They were supposed to start today, but the main teacher had her birthday today. She took off. So they like to start the new kids when the main teacher is there. So they're starting tomorrow. They have hold on. I'm gonna go get the backpacks.
Oh, Renee's gonna get the backpacks because they're starting school tomorrow. And everything. So, yeah, I don't know what else to talk about. Let's see here. She's getting her backpacks.
Yeah, I got them. So these are the backpacks that my sister got them for Christmas.
Hold it up.
I am. This one's Maya's. The owl on it. Name on it. It's so cute. And this is Zoe's.
And I know Renee, you can't hear Renee really because she doesn't have the mic.
I moved my mic. This is Zoe's with the frog.
So Zoe has a frog and Maya has an owl.
But it's so cute. I brought them out. They were in love with them. They were walking around with them. Maya, of course, put all kinds of stuff in hers, like her shapes and just walking
around.
Because
she likes putting things in things.
Things in things. So she was like, ooh, things in things. So I think they're going to do great, babe. I really do. I think they're going to see all the toys and all the kids, and they're just going to like, oh, I don't care about you, mommy. And that's what's going to happen. So,
yep.
My girls.
So, yeah. So that's what's been going on the past month. Hopefully everything, I don't think things are going to calm down. I don't think this may just be a new normal.
Dude, we used to have enough content.
No, we have enough content,
no,
babe.
We used to have enough content for every week.
We have enough content, babe. Renee, we have enough content, but it's been 4 weeks of just turmoil. But also, what I have here is a seed device from BlackBerry. So this is the new BlackBerry that's coming out in like a month. So It's pretty tight. I'm gonna be playing around with it here pretty soon and seeing what all I can do with it. And
is that making the noise?
Yeah. So like, it has like Touch ID, but it's on the keyboard, which is pretty damn cool. But yeah, I want to play around with it and everything and see what's going on. That's the convenience key. But yeah, so we'll definitely we'll give us a try here and see what's going on with it and everything. I got pictures of Renee here that I'm gonna be doing. Jeez, and she looks beautiful. Anyway, all right, everyone. Well, I think we're gonna get wrapped up here.
Yeah.
Sorry about the. I don't know. I just
Valentine Cast Blue. All it was.
It's not about Valentine Cast Blue. I mean, I think it's just more so. Everything else. So, I do want to pause real quick and just say that, you know, our heart goes out to Cleo, Carrie from the Tadpool. She lost her daughter a couple weeks ago. And just really thinking about them and thinking about my friend Nikki and Clark, who lost a friend, a dear friend as well. Just really thinking about a lot of our friends and everything else that have a lot going on. It's just a lot going on in the community right now, and just really thinking about everyone. And just wanting everybody to know that we love you all. Know that we're always here for you. And then if you need someone to talk to, you know, we're always here. You have our numbers and everything else, and we absolutely mean it. So, yeah. So, with that, we start with fucking cancer and then, you know, just everything else with going on with everyone else. So
sad this, stuff. It's a sad stuff.
It was a sad stuff sandwich.
It was a sad stuff sandwich.
So just hug someone and love someone and just be there for someone. That's all that we ask that you do.
What the world needs now.
Yeah. So we love everyone. Take it easy. Thanks, Valentavern, for being here. Love you guys. Nikki and Clark, I am glad that NashCon is not this coming weekend. That means some shenanigans could potentially be happening. And I got Buffalo Trace out the wazoo. All right.
That's right. We are going to NashCon, aren't we?
Is not this weekend, but that is the following weekend.
So we are going.
I think so. We need to talk with Deidre to find out when she's leaving for her trip. Okay. So we can get that all figured out.
I need to figure that out so I can,
And we need to make sure we get on our Dragon Con shit. I mean, our Nerdtacking stuff figured out. Oh. I don't think we're going to Dragon Con this year.
Nope.
We didn't buy tickets, did we?
Nope. We have stopped the Dragon Con train.
All right.
We have gotten off.
All right, everyone. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Alpha Geek Radio.
Boops. Buh, 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 buh.